This is Ted Kennedy. If Senator Al Simpson wants to cut federal spending, why doesn't he start with the federal wool and mohair program? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you've been critical of Democrats for not cutting federal spending, but you never get specific about particular cuts. And when you had the chance the other day to vote for a spending cut proposed by Democrats, you had the nerve to vote against it. The issue was the federal wool and mohair support program, which cost the Treasury $200 million a year. It began in 1954 as a way to guarantee adequate supplies of warm clothing for the military. With the increasing availability of alternative materials, that rationale has long since vanished, but the program hasn't. The Senate voted 63-36 the other day to abolish funding for that outdated program and save $200 million a year. But old Al Simpson voted against the cut. What gives, Al? Someone pulled the wool over your eyes? And the mohair, too?
But, Ted, I thought I could get a wool hairpiece. If anyone should be sheepish, it's city slickers like you who don't know a good deal. The wool and mohair program doesn't cost the taxpayers a penny, and it gives a good dose of economic stimulus for rural America. This program is not like other subsidized agricultural programs. Payments to wool growers come from a tariff on foreign wool and wool products. Growers receive about 30% of the funds generated by the tariff. The rest goes right back into the tax coffers to increase federal revenue. Fact is, this tariff alone has actually put more than $4 billion into the U.S. Treasury. Ted, when you think that the sheep and mohair industry provides more than 350,000 U.S. jobs and adds $6.7 billion a year to our gross national product, you could see, as I do, that the wool program is clearly a success story. Ted, next time now, you be a good shepherd of the sheep and try not to lead our gentle listeners astray. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.